about specific colleges or the soft stuff that you guys take from your experience when you coach in college?
Yeah, I think probably, the times when you can really get into, studying college film is maybe you pick up an extra day when you play on a Thursday night, you get some time like that. There's a longer week you play on a Monday night, you have an extra day. Some things like that, I think, is the time where you can actually take some extra time, watch some college tape, places that you think are doing some things that you want to look at or people that are having success. I think, beyond that, it's a real off-season project that you try to look at. You're always trying to keep up with the trends in football and what's happening and what you feel can fit into your system. And, I've said this before, it's you do it and it's a combination of adding things and not completely losing your identity and what you believe in your system. So, I think it's possible. Again, I think your system, for most coaches, you're going to look at the players you have in your program at the time, and you should really develop your offense around that. There's certain things that you're going to do with a lot, overlaying things you're going to do with all quarterbacks or players, your receiving core, your linemen, what are they good at, what can they do, your backs. So I think it's always evolving, and I think it depends on what the skill set of your players are.
How would you describe those?
I think he's aggressive. I think he's excellent in games at kind of feeling how the game is being played. And he's never afraid to adjust his plan as the game goes on because, something is working for us that maybe we thought was going to be a smaller part than what it's turned out to be. I think he's really good within the game of making those adjustments. And that combined with aggressive play calling and really, confidence in his players, I think, really defines him as a play caller and why we've had some success.
He told us that you guys each take some ownership of some part of the game plan and you present it some point during the week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's stuff that you come up with from either stuff you've done before. How have you enjoyed working with him on that? Do you feel like it's a real collaborative effort?
Yes. I think that in general, our offensive staff, we will spend some time apart studying film, of the opponent and maybe studying film of other things that went on in the NFL that week. You're looking at big plays, you're looking at, different things that were successful and what may fit. And then you kind of get in that room together and you start tossing around ideas. And then somebody comes, with an idea in a certain formation. And then, something clicks with somebody else where they say, what else we could do off of that same type of look, but give it a different, a different flavor to it. So it's fun. I mean, it's fun. It's creative. And everybody's open to sharing ideas. Everybody's good with it, and most importantly, Obi's good with it. So it kind of creates that atmosphere where you can be creative. You can kind of, think and do things off the cuff a little bit when you're in there based on what somebody else may say. It's just it's a fun environment to game plan in.
And does Deshaun allow you to do stuff like that? Obviously, if you don't have a quarterback, you can do some of those creative things. It kind of limits what you're able to do.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you've got to – if you see something on tape and you just know it doesn't fit, what your guys can do or what your, quarterback can do, you're not going to do it. So, having a guy with, athleticism as well as somebody who can stand in the pocket, throw the ball down the field, somebody who's an intelligent player, instinctive player, certainly kind of opens things up for you, no question.
What's his reaction when he sees some of those creative, like we talked about the inverted wishbone, how does he react to that?
He's a steady guy. He doesn't, start jumping up and down, but you can tell certain things that he's comfortable with, or certain things that he thinks may have the potential of being a big play, or something that he can really envision. So you can see some excitement in some of the stuff that we do. The guy in general loves competing, loves playing football, he loves practicing. So it's hard to tell because there's usually that type of enjoyment from him on a daily basis. So, I mean, he's kind of the same guy.
Good as he is, when we ask him what he wants to improve on, he's basically everything.
Yeah.
Is that an encouraging sign from a rookie?
Yeah, that's what gives him a chance to continue to improve, is that he understands, that whatever amount of success we've had, which, when you sit here, it's halfway through the season, we're 3-4, we got a long way to go. We've got to continue to improve. He's got to continue to improve in all aspects. I don't care if it's, his footwork or, his upper body mechanics and throwing the ball, consistently. Whether it's reading defenses, making good decisions consistently. I think all those things he's really aware of, and that's what's really exciting about where the guy can go. Because he understands, he's got to keep improving in all those areas.
Sean, you mentioned, and Bill's mentioned several times about the quarterback room, like there's a lot of input from the players, especially like during the week. But with Deshaun, does that happen in the game as well? Or will he say, you know, I think, you know, in this situation we could run this play and I think we'd be successful? Does that input come in game as well?
You know, he hasn't done a ton of that in games to this point. You know what I mean? We will bounce some things off of him, you know, or say some things like, you know, I'd say another thing that Obi's really good at when the game is going on was be like, hey, in this next series, try to get your players ready for this. I'm thinking about these couple of things. So you can go to him, you know, and I'll be like, hey, you know, get ready. I think Obi's thinking about calling this. He's thinking about calling this, you know, so we're good on that. Remember what we talked about with these certain plays. You know, you good on that? And Deshaun's, you know, constant answer is I'm good. You know, so, again, you know, he hasn't gotten to the point of really talking a ton about recommending plays on game day. But he never bats an eye when we present him with the ideas of where we're kind of heading within the game. He's been really good with that.
And he backs it up with his play. Like, he's not just telling you, I've got this, but he goes and executes it exactly how you need it.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part. I mean, he's done a good job with his execution. I mean, like you said, it's one of those things I'd say, you know, it's got to keep improving. I mean, we understand that. But, you know, for the most part, the guy's been productive, and, you know, he's done a good job, and he's made plays.
Okay.